Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy.
So in terms of true success, in terms of how all of those things fit together, what would you say you've learned from the different masterminds you've been to, the different business things you've been to? How does everything you've mentioned, all of the things that you teach neuro-linguistic programming, you're a Reiki master, you teach about dietary supplementation, holistic medicine, but how does it all fit together in terms of people being able to have true success, to make money and to live a great life?
So I have had the privilege for a long time now, I'm just thinking about it, it has been about 20 years that I have been doing business coaching. I got to mentor under my father, who was a very successful business owner in Canada. And I ended up becoming an NLP master practitioner trainer. And that was sort of a lifetime ago. I traveled across Canada and I did trainings with sales staff and with managers and owners of electronic stores. And what I noticed very quickly, they wanted to learn about how to be the best they could be at sales. But within minutes of sitting at round tables and helping them, I discovered that what was really stopping them had nothing to do with sales and had everything to do with their emotional and mental health, where they were at in their life. If they had health issues, that was causing a distraction, that their energy was low. So I noticed that, you know, I wanted to go help someone improve their sales, but ultimately we spent almost no time training them on sales techniques. And we ended up working on having a breakthrough around their emotional health, around their mental health, and around their physical and spiritual health. And when I did that with them, then their sales went through the roof. So I thought, this is really interesting. People can make more money when they take the time to eat vegetables. I mean, I know it just sounds totally ridiculous, but I saw it over and over and over again. And it got me really excited. And that's why I started to dive into and learn more about holistic health and learn more about spiritual health and mental health, because I kept seeing it was making people more money. And I love money because it is such a black and white thing. You're either making more money or you're not. So I could help people get results in their business. But I was really, really turned on to helping them get results in all areas of their life, because when I ended up helping these salesmen and these managers and these business owners, they ended up having better relationships, better relationship with their wife and their kids, like noticeably, like preventing divorce, increasing love. They ended up having a richer experience of their life outside of work, which made them be better at their work. And so I kept diving into this more and more. And when I started to develop health issues myself, I was looking for what I could do to get better. And all the MDs wanted to do is give me drugs over and over again. I went to so many specialists and it was just drugs, drugs, drugs. And so then I came upon naturopathic medicine and supplements and changing my life in a way that was more holistic. And I was able to end diabetes. I had diabetes, now I don't. Wow. I'm on no medications. I had high blood pressure, now I don't. I used to have chronic adrenal fatigue, now I don't. All of these things I was able to clear up with natural medicine. My husband had several health issues he cleared up. And I was also told when I was 19 that I was infertile. And now we have a 21-month-old,
wow,
wonderful
congratulations.
Son. So yeah, thank you. So it's all from natural medicine. So my own personal journey of improving my health got me so excited that I launched the Learn Your Health podcast less than a year ago, and we just surpassed 500,000 downloads.
Congratulations. That's at learntruehealth.com, correct?
Yes, thank you. And if you go on iTunes, you'll see, if you go on your phone, if you have an iPhone, you click the little purple icon that says podcasts, and then you go to categories and go to health, you'll see I'm number one. I've been number one for the last 10 months. And every day I get wonderful emails from people all around the world saying that my podcast is making a difference in their life. I tend to interview a lot of naturopathic physicians, just because they, in my opinion, are the best doctors in the world. And there are so few of them. They have the best training when it comes to helping people get to the root cause and gaining balance in their life and health, true health. And but I also interview authors and experts and scientists. And my goal is to bring you all the tools you need so that you can learn how to achieve health in all areas of your life.
That's beautiful. So, and that's at learntruehealth.com. And then also in the health category on iTunes, that's the, you click the purple podcast icon, maybe on your iPhone, and you can find it under health. It's number one. So let me ask you, Ashley, before we explore more the beautiful health, I want to circle back to something you said about true success. And it's really interesting to me because you do more, you're a Reiki master, you do NLP. The direct correlation between somebody feeling healthy and happy, what are more specific things people can do? Because it sounds like when people feel healthy, happy, balanced, they're actually able to be successful with life, and then it transfers over to money and business. But right. What are some specific things people can do to truly be successful in your eyes?
So first, understand that money is a byproduct. It's a byproduct of success, right? It's a byproduct of everything you do. So if you go to bed earlier in the evening, you take the time to go to bed at 10 instead of at 1. And I know some people go, like, for me, for example, oh, I'm so productive at 1 in the morning when everyone's asleep. Well, the next day you suffer, whether you know it or not. Hormonally, you suffer. Energy-wise, you suffer. Your metabolism lowers. There's so many negative things to just those 3 hours at night. So if you went to bed 3 hours earlier, you would help your body mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually be healthier, and then you'd be more productive. And so it was the hardest thing for me to do because I'm such a night owl, and I love sleeping in the morning, which are just like the worst combinations for an entrepreneur. But when I started to take my own advice and do things, I've had some great experts on the show sharing how to create what's called sleep hygiene. So, for example, put your cell phone away, put your iPad away, stop watching TV, spend the from 9 o'clock on, for example, don't look at a screen. Go read a book. There are some fantastic books out there. Or go, you know, be with your kids or go meditate or go for a walk or do something that doesn't involve screens, because the light coming off of a screen actually tells your pituitary gland to not produce melatonin, which is the hormone that tells you to fall asleep. And so by looking at a screen, you miss the cue that your body is tired. And then you go, oh, it's midnight. I'm not tired. I don't need to go to bed. And so we're being like bratty teenagers who are, you know, going to defy our parents and stay up all night. Meanwhile, you know, we're in our 30s and 40s and, you know, we really need to act like adults. So I had to kind of have a wake up call with myself. And once I turned off the screens and focused on actually having a winding down period, don't have anything plugged in by the bed. I had a whole episode with an expert on EMF pollution, and that having something plugged in near your bed or on the same wall as your bed can actually cause a electromagnetic field, because your bed is made up of coils and the frame is in most cases metal, or there's metal within your frame, and that magnifies the electromagnetic field, which then in turn will disrupt sleep patterns.
Well, I love that.
There are things you can do to improve your sleep. When you improve your sleep, you have more energy, you have more mental clarity, you can make better decisions. So that's one of the first things I would do as an entrepreneur to improve health.
Yeah, sleep is so important, like you're saying. When you're happier and when you feel good during the day, you can do a better job. You communicate better with people, you feel better. Things aren't such a big problem if problems do arise. And I can tell people Flux is an app for the Mac, and it may be for Windows as well, but it actually changes the color temperature on your screen if you do have to have a screen on. But Ashley's advice is the best, but it'll actually take the blues out of your screen. And also on the iPhone, there's Night Shift, which I recommend, which I think is built into all of the iOS software, where it does the same thing. And in addition, regarding the EMFs in the bedroom, I recommend Orgonite and Orgone Energy. People look into those. There's little pyramids you can buy, and you can look into the research, O-R-G-O-N-E and Orgonite, O-R-G-O-N-I-T-E. And that can actually help to harmonize some of those waves throughout your house and your living area. So again, we're talking with Ashley James. Her website is learntruehealth.com. She helps people be healthy no matter who they are.